Yeah, g'day, catch up crew, and welcome back to Sam's solo show number 2. Unfortunately, it's been discontinued, so this is the last one. Short and sweet. Make sure you listen to the end. There's a bit of a post-credits special scene that you might want to check out. I'll see you on the other side.
It's your new way to get up.
Good morning.
This is Claire and Sam.
I'm no conspiracy theorist, but time and time again, we seem to see ads on our Facebook and Instagram that we haven't really Google searched, but they've just appeared on our social media pages. We had an instance the other day with a work email that came out for our company about a partnership we're doing with Sonos speakers. And my old workmate back in Perth immediately sent me a screenshot, probably 5 minutes later, of his Instagram feed, and it was an ad for Sonos speakers. So it had gone from his work email over to his Instagram, his personal Instagram page. And that means that they've got to be listening. I really do think so. But that's just scraping the top layer. There's so many instances where we talk about something and it's on our feed a day later. And obviously Facebook's coming off that Cambridge Analytical scandal at the moment. And they're obviously denying any involvement, but there's so many personal anecdotes. And my favorite one is a YouTube video that you can look up where a couple's decided to test the theory and talk about cats and cat food for 2 days straight, talking into their phone, not Googling it, just talking into their phone about cat food. Now, they don't own a cat. They just wanted to see if ads would pop up on their Facebook. And believe it or not, 2 days later, cat food ads appeared on their Facebook. Now, we don't know if that's a smoking gun, or we don't know if Facebook are right and they're not actually following what we're doing. Is it our imagination, maybe? Cognitive bias? I don't know. But I think the conspiracy theory will continue to flourish no matter what. And, you know, people will probably be careful about what they say. Now, I'm always careful. It scares me. Google Homes, etc., starting to, you know, take over. I don't like it. Bit of iRobot. Will Smith, mate, you've predicted the future, even though you're just an actor. But you know what? It's always a good idea, just another PSA, to review your privacy settings on apps and review, you know, your rights. Even though their TNCs are so long, it's still worth, you know, just making sure you get the key points. Also, I've discovered you can actually turn microphone off accessing certain apps. So you can actually go, if you've got an iPhone, you can go to settings, privacy, then microphone, and deselect Facebook. So if you go there, you see all the apps that access your microphone. So technically, in the background, they can be listening, but they strongly deny all the claims. So I don't know. I'm not an expert. It would be good to speak to someone who is. Maybe I can sort that out. If you've got an Android, settings, personal, privacy and safety, app permissions, microphone, and, you know, deselect or unselect Facebook.
Listen up.
This is Claire and Sam.
The Stars of Griffith Deaths for Cancer is happening Thursday the 31st of May until Saturday the 2nd of June. It's 3 massive nights, and one of the 5 couples that are taking part, Jenna Rigardo and Chris Smith, are in the studio this morning for your R&B Fridays. How are you guys?
Good morning. Hey, how are we? Ready to shake our tail feather?
Oh, love that. Oh,
you like my Nelly one there?
Nelly reference. Very good. Well played. Chris, you're up next. What are you guys, what made you guys get involved?
First of all, it was just a good opportunity. Last year I lost a cousin to cancer, and also got a couple of close friends that are currently battling cancer. And also to probably meet like-minded people like you guys and a couple of cool cats like yourself.
Cool.
So it's just a bit of fun.
So a personal touch, but also have a bit of fun.
Absolutely, yeah.
Jenna, what about you?
I got my name put down for it. Thanks, Ari.
Ooh, Ari.
He's my manager, apparently. No, got my name put down. And when Emma rang me to ask me to take part, I could not say no. I love getting involved in community events and being able to raise money. And, well, I can definitely take the piss out of myself. But hopefully when we're dancing, I think we look pretty good. We got told we look like professional dancers yesterday.
I've been.
That was a compliment.
Yeah, that was absolutely. That was Claire's brother, actually.
That was lovely of Blake.
I think Blake's, I don't know, not the most.
He's got a good
well
eye.
Well observed. Okay,
Samuel.
All right, we'll agree to disagree.
Samuel?
No, I have been, you know, but to some of your lessons, and you guys are progressing well. Personally, how do you think you two are progressing?
I think we're doing really well, to be quite honest. We, actually, that's a lie. What I was about to say, I haven't been dropped yet. Although we did have
a little bit
of a shock the other day, but that's all right.
Ooh, what happened?
We were just off a little bit. That's all.
We weren't off. Chris was off. Chris.
The truth comes out. Share it with us.
It's fine. I slipped it out of his hands a few times. I didn't hit the ground though. You did all right.
I did drop you, but I then caught you again before you hit the ground.
Exactly right.
You're a bit stronger than I am with Claire. I've tended to bruise and drop her a few times.
Oh no! I'm covered in bruises. Don't.
Oh.
I'm covered in bruises. I just haven't been dropped.
There you go.
Safety
maybe?
First.
Yeah. she's thrown you under the bus slightly, Chris. Is there anything you'd want to share with us about Jenna?
Not at this stage.
How's her...
Other than my fantastic dance skills.
Is she good at concentrating?
I'm not you.
I was trying to get someone else in that.
Heads a few times, but that's about it.
Yeah, fair enough. And you guys have had a couple of fundraisers already. Can you talk to us about that a bit?
So I had our fundraiser first. We went down to the local derby day down in Hanwood. All five teams were playing down there and we raised a massive amount of $1,700, which was
$1,700.
Awesome. Yep. So happy. So thank you to everyone who came down.
That's very impressive.
Look, Samuel, do you remember when we first met what your goal of Dancing with the Stars was?
Don't bring this up.
Do you remember? You tried.
I think it was a silly word. I'm eating them now. Yeah. It was to raise more money than you.
Yeah. Look, I'm not quite sure why you thought you could do that, because I've got $3,500 raised.
I think I've got about $400.
$400 is great, but you may need to come up with another
We've got some stuff in the pipeline. Don't you worry. A couple of fundraisers coming up.
Can't wait to see them.
By couple, I'm in one.
That's all right.
And Chris, did you get up to anything with the fundraiser?
Yes, had a couple of barbecues just at work out at Murrumbidge Irrigation. Had a barbecue breakfast and a lunchtime, and I think we got up to around about $1,600 with a contribution from the company as well, which is fantastic.
Extremely impressive. So it's good that the whole community is really getting behind it, which is great.
Yeah, Griff is great for that.
Are you nervous at all?
I'm so nervous.
Yeah.
It's in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
We've got 21 days until everyone gets to see us take the stage, and I'm not going to lie.
It is exciting, but I think dress rehearsal in 2 weeks' time is just going to really test us.
That's where it's all going to sink in. And obviously now we've got the Thursday night show that's been brought in.
Which is awesome.
Get your tickets on the Facebook event page. So that's good luck for the rest of the practices.
Thanks, you. Sam. Good luck to you.
Hopefully see you on the other side. That's happening Thursday the 31st of May till Saturday the 2nd of June. Three big nights. Stars of Griffith Dance for Cancer. Enjoy.
See you on the D floor.
See you later.
This is Clarence M. Let's go!
I'm no conspiracy theorist, but time and time again, we seem to see ads on our Facebook and Instagram that we haven't really Google searched, but they've just appeared on our social media pages. We had an instance the other day with a work email that came out for our company about a partnership we're doing with Sonos speakers. And my old workmate back in Perth immediately sent me a screenshot probably 5 minutes later of his Instagram feed, and it was an ad for Sonos speakers. So it had gone from his work email over to his Instagram, his personal Instagram page. And that means that they've got to be listening. I really do think so. But that's just scraping the top layer. There's so many instances where we talk about something and it's on our feed a day later. And obviously Facebook's coming off that Cambridge Analytical scandal at the moment. And they're obviously denying any involvement, but there's so many personal anecdotes. And my favorite one is a YouTube video that you can look up where a couple's decided to test the theory and talk about cats and cat food for 2 days straight, talking into their phone, not Googling it, just talking into their phone about cat food. Now, they don't own a cat. They just wanted to see if ads would pop up on their Facebook. And believe it or not, 2 days later, cat food ads appeared on their Facebook. Now, we don't know if that's a smoking gun, or we don't know if Facebook are right and they're not actually following what we're doing. Is it our imagination, maybe? Cognitive bias? I don't know. But I think the conspiracy theory will continue to flourish no matter what. And, people will probably be careful about what they say. Now, I'm always careful. It scares me. Google Homes, etc. Starting to, take over. I don't like it. Bit of iRobot. Will Smith, mate, you've predicted the future, even though you're just an actor. But you know what? It's always a good idea, just another PSA, to review your privacy settings on apps and review, your rights. Even though their TNCs are so long, it's still worth, just making sure you get the key points. Also, I've discovered you can actually turn microphone off accessing certain apps. So you can actually go, if you've got an iPhone, you can go to settings, privacy, then microphone, and deselect Facebook. So if you go there, you see all the apps that access your microphone. So technically, in the background, they can be listening, but they strongly deny all the claims. So I don't know. I'm not an expert. It would be good to speak to someone who is. Maybe I can sort that out. If you've got an Android, settings, personal, privacy and safety, app permissions, microphone, and deselect or unselect Facebook.
This is Claire and Sam's Music Mashup. Thanks to the Health Hut.
Oh, man, that's loud. Sorry, I will adjust that to suit everybody's ears. I'm not going to pay for your medical bills, but I do apologise about that. All right, so it's Music Mashup, and we are giving you the opportunity to win $20 to spend at the Help Hut. As I said before, it will jackpot every day that we don't get the Music Mashup, so it's going to jackpot by $10 every day. So what we do is we play three snippets of three songs. All you need to do is name the song title and artist of each song. And as I said, if you don't guess correctly, it will jackpot by $10. Not tomorrow, but next week. So, here are your three songs. Get your ears peeled. Not sure if that's the right saying. I don't know. It is tougher. I will admit that. But, you know, more chances to win, more chances to jackpot. That's what we want to see. All right, here we go. You could be my girl. Baby. There you go. It is difficult, but you've got a notepad and pen ready. You could be calling up 13 12 16. Your chance to win a $20 Health Hut voucher. They're open 7 days now, and I think weekdays from 7 a.m, which is amazing. So you can also enjoy a lot of their sandwiches, wraps, salads, and yogurts. They're all grab-and-go meals. Pick it up on your way to work, and you'll have lunch sorted. Plus, the Health Hut can also cater for your next function. So contact them for more info. They've got a good Facebook page. Check that out. I'm going to play it one more time, and then I want your calls, 13, 12, 16. Are you ready for this? Oh, that's the intro. You could be my girl, baby. There you have it. All right, 13, 12, 16. If you know the three songs, even if you know one, give us a call, because if you get one, we're going to continue that on next week. Obviously, jackpots by $10. And then you could be helping someone else out, or you could get back on the phone next week and add another song, add three. It's all yours. It could jackpot by then. 30, 40 bucks. How easy is that? And we've got no calls for the Music Mashup. However, our boy Mark, very late caller, but he called. That's the main thing. How are you, Mark?
Good, Mark. Can I make a confession?
Yes.
I'm not up on music.
Oh, the Music Mashup.
Yeah, I got no reason to win. I can't win anymore.
Oh, no. It is.
Or lose.
It is difficult. It is difficult.
Yeah. No, I'm just not a music person. I'm an old school, you know. I'm not up on all these new music ones.
Well, you're still listening, and that's the main thing. And maybe we can help educate you. So as long as if someone gets it next week, then you can stay tuned in and go, oh, yeah, there you go. But what we're trying to do is we've got a bit of new stuff, but we've also got a bit of old stuff. So we're trying to cater for everybody, but at the same time, you've really got to have an eye for it. And what is hard is that our generation, we seem to listen to music a lot.
Yes, I'm always out in the tractor or something like that. No music, nothing. And
you like just to have a chat, a good old yarn?
I don't text.
No, really?
If my boss wants something text down, like a model number or something like that, I'd rather just tell him, but usually they just text it.
You like that? You like that personable type of touch?
Yes.
Mate, I'm completely with you. I'm with you there. And it must be hard seeing us younger generations going the other way.
Look, my boys know more about computers. I want them to do something on the computer, do something. I say, just go and get that done and show me it when you're finished.
Yes, exactly right. No, fair enough. Well,
you're
thanks.
You're doing a top job.
Thank Mark. I'm just glad you called that I get to talk to someone. Thank you.
Yep.
Claire and Sam.
Weekday mornings from 6.
Hit 99.7.
Oh, hey there. You made it to the other side. So did I. And I'm puffing because it was quite a long journey. All 20 minutes of it. Oh no, 14. Wow, that's embarrassing. I'm going to share with you a blooper. Just mix it up a bit. Just my anchoring skills aren't the greatest, and it's been a bit of a crash course. So probably every second break's been a bit like this. Enjoy. See you next week. It's a short life. You said you're down for me. Give to me, give to me. Why won't you live for me? You're getting up with Claire and Sam on Hit 99.7. I've definitely clicked the wrong button here, but
it's our shout on a shopping spree.
Oh my God, are you serious?
We're just going to go ahead to an ads and song now. We'll be back. Your chance to win Guy Sebastian tickets or how to in just a moment. For the chance to win, become a VIP.